Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
As the Israel-Hamas war drags on, the rhetoric has shifted. Recent statements from the Israeli ministers about the possible annexation of parts of Gaza has stirred global backlash and raised some questions. What does this really mean for hostage negotiations, and does it bury the already very frail two-state vision? To help us unpack these developments, I'm joined by Dr. Dan Dike. He's president of the Jerusalem Center for Security and Foreign Affairs, a leading voice in Israel's policy and diplomacy. A very good morning to you. Thank you for joining us once again. What exactly are Israeli officials proposing regarding the annexation of Gaza?
Well, Israeli officials are not proposing the annexation of Gaza, Howard, but they're proposing there is an ongoing discussion about applying Israeli law to the Gaza Strip, and thereby giving Israel the right and the responsibility for distributing humanitarian aid, as well as securing the entire Gaza Strip. This is after 2 years of avoiding the possibility of total control of Gaza. But it seems to all Israelis, not only the political echelon, but in the public discourse as well, that it's impossible to do any sort of deal with the Hamas, because the Hamas, as a Al-Qaeda affiliate, essentially, is not prepared to do a deal with Israel. And they just keep delaying and delaying and delaying, holding hostages live and dead, and therefore there doesn't seem to be any sort of way out of this except for the total control of Gaza in the full sense of the word.
Is there a historical precedent or legal framework for a move like this?
Well, look, we know, Howard, that Gaza was occupied by Egypt. And in fact, has never been a fully independent geographical area. But in 2007, there was a bloody putsch that was carried out by the Hamas against the Palestinian Authority, and thereby essentially Israel has to live next to an Al-Qaeda affiliate, which is was his only claimed treasure, blood and treasure from Israel. And there's no way that Israel believes that it can get its hostages back short of a total control of the Gaza Strip.
Does this impact hostage negotiations, maybe positively or negatively, in your view?
There's really no. I think Israel has come to the Prime Minister Netanyahu has come to the conclusion, and they have the full backing of the President Trump. President Trump has made statements recently that Hamas apparently, as the president says, wants to die, and Hamas is responsible for, you know, not only for the continued holding of hostages, but for the total destruction of its own people, of its own public, in favor of or in the service of trying to isolate, uproot, subvert Israel and the international community. So
they're closing.
Yeah, this is the only possibility that I think Israel sees, is the possibility of really opening up a total front against the Hamas, to destroy the Hamas and really cause the Hamas to understand that it has absolutely no future. And in that sense, it would be pressured. Together, we know that the Arab League has in an unprecedented statement called on Hamas to lay down its arms, to return the hostages, and to leave the Gaza Strip. So this is really a different strategy that Israel has undertaken with the support of President Trump and the United States government.
Could this be tied to the fact that Hamas, even if the UK are saying it's not a reward, a recognition of a Palestinian state is not a reward for Hamas's actions, Hamas is certainly taking it as such and could quite legitimately claim that the October 7th was the beginning of this war of independence, in inverted commas. Is this a potentially counter-political or strategic move to say, well, you know, you're saying so, but in the meantime, you've lost, you haven't just been hammered in Gaza, we've actually taken parts of it back under full control.
Absolutely. I mean, this is really a frontal assault against the Hamas, and it is a signal to the rest of the Arab world as well. That Israel is the strong horse in the Middle East, that Israel is not going to submit to Hamas's political warfare, and that Israel will take the actions necessary to end Hamas's control of the Gaza Strip. And I think it also has implications for the West Bank, even in view of the fact that France and Great Britain have now called for the recognition of a Palestinian state, which is extremely dangerous for the West, because if they were to do that, the signal to the world is that Hamas would be rewarded for its terrorism, and this is exactly what Hamas wants, is to be rewarded by the West, which essentially drives a wedge between Israel and its Western allies, as well as Israel and the Jewish community. Whether that Jewish community is in Johannesburg or whether that Jewish community is in, you know, throughout the Western world. So this is a signal that Israel is sending that it is not going to play Hamas's game.
And it changes the narrative. That it changes the strategy and the discussions completely. Do you think that this is, in your view, is this a good option or a necessary option in terms of the way forward?
Look, I don't think there's ever been a Western country that has been abutted by an Al-Qaeda ISIS affiliate, which is Hamas and the Muslim Brotherhood, that still has 50 hostages languishing in the Hamas terror tunnels. No Western country, not the United States, not the European, not European countries, whether it was 7/7, the 7/7 attacks by Al-Qaeda in London, or whether it was the attacks against Spain in 2004, or even the United States at 9/11, that has to suffer having innocent women, men, and children hostage for almost 2 years. So Israel has decided that it's got to change the dynamic, Howard, of the war against Hamas, and really completely change the balance of power, as well as the perceptual message that it's sending to Hamas. And if in fact Israel were to concede or continue to make partial agreements with the Hamas, we will find ourselves in another year, two, three, and four in the exact same position that Israel has been in for the last 2 years. It simply cannot countenance continuation of such a situation.
That is where we leave it. Dr. Dan Dyker, thank you. As always, President of the Jerusalem Center for Security and Foreign Affairs, a leading voice in Israel's policy and diplomacy.